Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the concept of nabuwat or prophethood, the misconception we're going to discuss today relates to a specific incident which took place right after the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course it involved him. It is said, narrated by the Prophet's mother sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Amina, who was reported to have said that when the Prophet was born, the whole world around her lit up, and he dropped down as if he was prostrating before God. The implication which is derived from here is that the Prophet fell to the ground and it was as if he was prostrating himself before the Almighty. In other words, in order to prove the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said that the first thing that he did after he was born was he prostrated before the Almighty sallallahu alaihi wasallam, declaring his exaltedness. Now, it needs to be appreciated that this incident has been reported in various books, and none of the chains of narrations are authentic, and it has been shown by many people that the way this incident has been reported, it is something which cannot be relied upon. People who have narrated it, of course, cannot be relied upon. So therefore, we Muslims must be very careful in ascribing events and incidents to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which never occurred. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need the support of such weak and fabricated incidents to prove his superiority. We know that he was a prophet of God, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And regarding the prophets of God, the teaching of the Quran is la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli, which means that we'll not differentiate between the prophets of God. And the Quran also says tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd, which means that the Almighty has given superiority to various messengers in various capacities, and there's no absolute superiority involved anywhere. It's not that there is one single prophet which can be singled out, or who can be singled out as the most superior of prophets. The Almighty says that each prophet has been given some specific quality, some specific attribute, and in that particular area he may be superior to others. But as far as absolute superiority is concerned, the Quran says that there's no such thing. So we Muslims must adopt the same attitude which is taught to us by the Quran, and of course authentic narratives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. And we know that as per these verses of the Quran and as per these narratives, there is no such thing as absolute superiority. As far as the greatness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, it is something which is acknowledged by not only people who profess faith in him, but those also who have denied him, who have rejected him, they also acknowledge his superiority. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need the support of such weak and fabricated narratives to prove his superiority. The incident which I just quoted and referred to, that he fell down in prostration right after his birth, is absolute fabrication. It's a total concoction, and it has no basis in the authentic sources of Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.